When it comes to our how we transmit, we have TCP and UDP. TCP is going to be our reliable delivery, and it's going to make sure that all of its traffic is accounted for. For that to occur, we have our sequence and acknowledgement numbers. The sequence is going to say, I am sending packets 1, 2, 3, and this would be a bit count, but just for an example, 3 bits, and then I would acknowledge that I have received those 3 bits and be ready for 4, 5, 6. It's a back and forth, and that's back and forth is going to bog down our network a little bit more than our unreliable traffic. We also have flags for our transmissions. That's what that UAPRSF, urgent, acknowledge, push, reset, sync, and fin for shutdown. And those flags are going to just be used for specific functions. If I'm done with my transmission, you might get a fin request, as an example. Windowing is to kind of alleviate the issues with how slow things are. With windowing, we're going to increase or decrease our maximum segment size so that we can factor in what is the most amount of data that can be pushed at once without causing you to fail at receiving it and have to resend that data. Checksums and header length, those we've seen before with our IPv4. It's just to keep everything in order for the size of our layer 4 headers, and the checksum is going to do an air check for anything that's happening. Urgent pointer and options are going to be in the event that the urgent flag is turned on, we can associate it to that flag for what's happening that's a problem.